Okay, to the Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Babasra. We are now beginning the second parak of Maseches Babasra, Parak Lo Yachbar. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yachbar Adam Bar Samach Baro Shel Chavero. A person should not dig a bar that borders on his neighbor's bar. The assumption is that it's going to damage the neighbor's bar. Velo Shiach, Velo Ma'ara, Velo Amasamayim, Velo Nevrachas Kovsin, nor any other type of pit in the ground that's going to have water in it. Each one is shaped a little differently or whatever, but that's the basic point, that it's a hole in the ground that has water in it. Unless you distance from the wall of your friend's bar by three tfachim, and you line it with pitch to make it to waterproof it. You should also keep certain items that generate heat, like the leftover schmutz from the olive press, or flint stones that could create fire, and all of these things are assumed to be things that could weaken a wall, or zra'im that can cause the ground to become weaker. All of these things, salt. All of these things that weaken the wall. So again, we didn't say zra'im yet. Rather, we said, what did we say yet so far? The gefes, the zevel, manure, melech is salt, and the sid, the lime, and the slaim are those flint stones from the kol shaver shlosh tefachim. Marchikin es hazra'im, now we're at zra'im, you must be marchik your zra'im, which will weaken the karka, v'samachresha, and your plowing, v'smeraglaim, and urine, min hakosel shlosh tefachim, also by three tefachim, because it will damage the wall. Marchikin esarei chayim shlosh min hashechev shein arba'a min harechev. You should distance the mill three tfachim from the shechev part of the mill, which is four tfachim away from the rechev part of the mill. The shechev is the bottom millstone. The rechev is the upper millstone that sits on top of the bottom one, which is a little bit narrower, and that accounts for the one tefach discrepancy between them. And for the oven, you should have three tefachim away from the bottom base that the oven is built on, which would be four tefachim from the top part of the oven, which is one tefach narrower than the bottom part of the oven. Mishnah Beis. Lo yamid adam tana b'toch habayis, elam ken yesh al gabav kova arba amos. So these are some zoning laws. A person should not build a tana in his house unless he leaves space on top of it, four amos of space on top of it, because heat rises and you don't want to start a house fire or cause smoke damage to the neighbor above you, or something like that. If you're building a tanur in an upper story, then you should have three tefachim of a base underneath it, ubekira tefach. And if you're building a kira, then it should be one tefach of a base underneath it. And even if you took all the necessary precautions, if it then did damage, you have to pay for such damages. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amr kol shirne elu, elishim hizik patim l'shalim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, why do you think there are zoning laws? The zoning laws are there to protect you, that if you follow these laws, you will then not be responsible for any damages that happened, because you were not negligent in any way. So let's review the Mishnayis. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that you can't do certain things, replace certain things, dig certain things near someone else's property unless you distance it enough that it's not going to cause damage to his wall and to his property. And then in Mishnah Beis, we spoke about building an oven on the bottom floor of a house where you need four amos on top of it, or on the top floor of a house where you need a sizable base underneath it to make sure that you're not doing damage. And then we had a machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, if even after taking all the necessary precautions, damage happened, are you obligated to pay for that damage, or are you not obligated to pay for that damage? The Bar Tanur, by the way, says ve'in halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We do not assume like Rabbi Shimon. We assume that you are obligated to pay for the damages, even if you took all of the necessary precautions. Next time, we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.